The Golden Brick was on the line on Friday. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva taking on Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. We'll talk about that game, and we'll talk about tonight's matchup against a very good St. Clair Mankato Loyola team on this Football Friday. Mark Kruger, the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, joins us. And Mark, a good afternoon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, let's recap quick. A game against Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton on Friday. The battle for that brick, again, a trophy game between your team and the Bulldogs. And let's talk about the first quarter. Your team was up 6-0 after the first quarter. Talk about the touchdown that was scored.
Yeah, it was a run by Andrew Phillips. Our opening drive was a very physical drive. We ran the ball all but one play and moved about 75 yards going down. It's a very, very nice way to start. Definitely what we wanted to see from – definitely how we wanted to start the game. Did a great job getting the ball down there.
Now, talk about Andrew Phillips, because he's the one that's going to play baseball at South Dakota State, correct?
Yep, he's going to play baseball at South Dakota State, and then he's our he's a three-year starter at running back for us now.
I'll say he's just an athlete, isn't he?
Yeah, he's – I mean, great athlete overall. You know, typically he's the strongest guy and fastest guy. So it's kind of a fun thing to have.
6-0. Your team is up after the first quarter. Second quarter, they score at 12 points, to lead 12-6 at halftime. Talk about the second quarter where JWP went on top.
Yeah, they definitely just got some. They got some things figured out. They have they've had a young team for a couple of years, and now all those guys are seniors, so they're we a very physical team, and their run game did a great job for them. So they're able to move the ball, and then we had an issue on a punt, and I set them up with a short field. So it was 6-6 before we had a almost blocked punt, but the punt actually went both backwards anyways, just the way it all went out. So then they had a short field and were able to score right before the end of the half to make it 12-6.
So it's a 12-6 game at halftime. It's 18-6 going into the fourth quarter. JWP on top, and it finishes 25-14, JWP with the victory. But give us a little recap of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we had nice fourth quarter where we were able to move the ball down again. And really all game, we moved the ball. We just weren't able to move the ball into the end zone. We had some good drives and some nice plays. And our second touchdown was a nice pass, so about 20, 30 yards from Alden Overstein to Sawyer Priggy. So it was nice to get the air game going too.
So did your team, when it was 18-6, did you guys score first to make it 14, or did they score to make it 25-6?
They scored. It was 25-6, and we scored to make it 25-14 with about 6 minutes left, and then we had an onside kick attempt, but we weren't able to get it back.
Mark Kruger, head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, here on a Football Friday, recapping a 25-14 loss to Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Team is now 0-3 on the season, and we'll talk about a unbeaten St. Clair Mankato Loyola team that is going to be a Saturday game. Is that correct?
Yes, the game's moved to Saturday. Because of the ref shortage in Minnesota, we had to move the game to Saturday so we could have refs for it.
So we'll talk about that in just a moment. 0-3 on the season. How is the attitude in practice? Because, I mean, and we know that the young kids and young athletes are so resilient. I'm sure the team is disappointed that they have not won a game yet. How is everybody doing when it comes to practice? I'm sure still working hard and still working on things to get better.
Yeah, definitely still working hard, trying to get better. I think if you would have asked anyone, we definitely didn't expect to be 0-3. And I don't think as a team we're an 0-3 team. We just haven't had the right breaks and haven't had the right things happen for us in games. And just kind of the unfortunate thing is that happens, and then it turns out to an 0-3 record. And, you know, really the focus right now is we don't really care what our record is. We got to go 1-0 each week. We got to win this, you know, beat St. Clair. All that matters is we have to go 1-0 each week. We'll get to where we want to be.
Yeah, I would say your team at 0-3 is one of the most dangerous 0-3 teams because, I mean, we recap games every week, Mark. It sounds like you just mentioned, a couple of breaks here. Your team would definitely have a better record, probably at least 2-1.
Yeah, it's definitely where we feel we should be. So we're just hoping we can finish strong, and we'll get into the playoffs. And the nice thing in Minnesota is all 8 teams will make the section playoffs. So doesn't matter what our section record is. If we're dangerous at the right time, we can still make our run.
Now, give us a little background about St. Clair Mankato Loyola. Again, it's a Saturday game. A reminder, Saturday game for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. That's a 7 o'clock start in New Richland. Vandy, a big win last week. They knocked off Mare Lutheran, the defending state champions. So I'm assuming this is St. Clair Mankato Loyola team. They're pretty good.
Yeah, and this is a team we know pretty well. We played them, lost them twice last year, both by a one-score game. One game was actually only 1 point difference. So we know them pretty well. They're a solid team. They got a great offensive line up front. They can block well. Good quarterback, great wide receiver, and great running back. So offensively, they can do a lot. They run the ball and pass the ball. And defensively, they fly around. They play everyone up close to the box, and they can really send some blitzes, and they send a lot of pressure.
Now, Mark, you mentioned again a couple of close losses to them last year, including that was a first-round playoff loss, correct?
Yes.
So your team, even though they're unbeaten and your team, again, looking for their first win, there's got to be a lot of confidence going into the game on your home field on Saturday night because you know the history. You know how well you played against them last year.
Yes, certainly. And like we said before, we don't feel like we should be an 0-3 team anyway, so we're not going to play like an 0-3 team. So this should be a nice battle for us and get us into the win column here.
Mark, before we let you go, give us some keys for your team to a knockoff again, an unbeaten St. Clair Mankato Loyola team on Saturday.
You know, the biggest key is just in the trenches. If our line play offensively and defensively can handle it, I think we can definitely be in the game and win the game. We have to be able to control the ball, be able to run the ball, and not let them take advantage of that.
Mark Krueger, head coach in New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Our weekly chat here on a Football Friday. Again, not tonight, Panther fans. The game has been moved until Saturday, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start in New Richland. St. Clair, Mankato, Loyola on the docket. They're 3-0. Panthers are 0-3. Mark, like always, thank you so much for the time and a good luck on Saturday.
Yes, thank you for having me.